Blood Child by Tim Bowler. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. His first impression was a grey light, the absence of pain, and a certainty that he was dead. A pause. A shift from grey to gold, from the absence of pain to the presence of something else, and with that, doubt. This was not death, yet nor was it life. It was something he didn't recognise, and the presence he'd sensed was now a form, a clearly solid form in this most unsolid place. Another pause. Who or what it was that paused, he didn't know. Himself or this form, perhaps both. He had a feeling it was aware of him. More light, a deeper gold. Not pleasant or unpleasant, just gold. Then a voice.
It's a boy, about 15.
He felt a flicker of recollection, not of the voice. He had no idea who this was, except that it was a girl. But of himself. A boy, about 15. Somehow he'd forgotten that. But he had no time to ponder this. The girl was speaking again.
I can't find a pulse.
There was something in her voice that he liked, a musical quality. It took him a